Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to another episode of the Giant Take Podcast Christmas Edition. My name is Josh and I am joined by my friend and co-host Alex to talk about a 4:30 game, like I said, on a Monday, but not any Monday. It's December 25th. It's Christmas and it's Giants football. The 5-9 Giants take on the 10-4 Philadelphia Eagles, Alex. It's time to get embarrassed on a national holiday. It's going to be fun. And also, if I'm not mistaken, isn't it someone's birthday in your family?
Yeah, it's actually my mom's birthday, so happy birthday to her.
On Christmas, Alex's mom has her birthday. Like, how interesting is that? It's a very interesting combination. It's a weird one. It's something you don't see often. But we got one here on this podcast with my very own friend and co-host Alex, who, by the way, to give everyone context, I'm at home. Alex is sitting in a hotel lobby in California, visiting family across the country. Alex, how's the vibe? What's going on? How many Giants fans are we seeing in this lobby of the hotel? Is anyone joining you for this episode of the podcast? Are we going to call over someone who just kind of walks in the door with their suitcase and be like, hey, you want to sit down and talk Giants football?
No, Josh, there's a ton of Giants fans here. They're all over the place. You know, California known for their Giants fans. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, no one really here cares about football that much. The Chargers obviously are like bad this year. The Rams are kind of nothing to speak home about. So I guess like Southern California, I'm in San Diego right now, is nothing too like crazy in terms of their like passion. Of course, people are probably going to come and kill me right now for saying that when people are, you know, literally looking at me through the window currently. But I wouldn't say there's anything too crazy in terms of Giants fans here. I wouldn't say there's too crazy of anything in terms of football fans here either. I was just out and about and I was looking for a place that was showing Thursday night football, and really there just wasn't any places doing so. Whereas, you know, if we're back home in Jersey or New York or whatever it may be, you know, you go to any restaurant that has a TV, football is on. So I don't know. I just feel like Southern California just doesn't have that football vibe, which is kind of sad, but I guess it's a little refreshing in some ways too when the Giants are so bad, you know?
No, I mean, I get that. I guess it's pretty interesting, right? I mean, San Diego or not, you're still in the state of California. I guess those bars or wherever you're looking, the hotel, wherever you were looking for the game, doesn't want to pay for Amazon Prime, excuse me, but that's the Los Angeles Rams. And you're in California and they're not showing the Los Angeles Rams. That just really confuses me. And yes, by the way, I guess elephant in the room here, we are recording as that game is occurring, although we did not change our picks because of it. And now two Thursday night football game blowouts. So we'll have to wait and see if we pick the Rams to win, because in the fourth quarter, as it's looking right now, they're walking away with this victory. Okay, Let's move into the New York Giants now. Let's start out with one piece of news that I have, which is Jordan Ronan tweeted out earlier this week that ESPN Analytics currently has the New York Giants at the fifth pick in the NFL draft. They have a 59% chance of picking in the top five. We look at the Giants in their last few remaining games of the season. They're going to be playing against the Eagles in this Christmas Day matchup. Then they're going to be playing against the Rams that I just talked about are absolutely obliterating on Monday Night Football. They are obliterating the Saints, on Monday Night Football, who the Giants actually just lost to last week. So maybe that shows you a little bit of a preview of how that game is going to go. And they end with the Eagles. So I think it is a very high percentage chance that the Giants team gets a top 10, definitely a top 10 pick, I think. Top five, we'll have to wait and see. But I think for Giants fans who were interested in the tank and were upset when the Giants won three games in a row, don't worry, your top five pick hopes are still in the running, as I think the Giants could very well, and they probably will, end up going 0-3 in these next three games. Okay, so I'll break it up with the news that we have from Wednesday and Thursday. I'll do Wednesday stuff, then Alice can do Thursday. Very short on the news, but we do have some stuff to cover. The Giants on Wednesday opened the practice window for running back Gary Brightwell, offensive lineman and offensive lineman Matt Parrott. That was from Brian Daboll. Both were on injury reserve. And then also Cade York expected to kick this week for the injured Randy Bullock, the hamstring injury that he suffered in New Orleans, which led to Lawrence Cager, Casey Kreider attempting during halftime and breaks field goals. And we ended up seeing a Jamie Gillen successful field goal in the game against New Orleans last weekend. Luckily, we're going to actually have a kicker in this game, and it's going to be Cade York, as good or as bad as Giants fans, you know, would hope that he is. At least he plays the position of kicker in the NFL and isn't a punter attempting or a special teams player or a long snapper or a tight end, whatever it is. We actually have a kicker playing on Monday. Alex, Thursday headlines.
Okay, so on Thursday, the Giants claimed defensive lineman Timmy Horn from the Atlanta Falcons. He was on their practice squad. The corresponding move, like Josh mentioned previously, was that kicker Randy Bullock with the hamstring is being placed on IR. The 26-year-old Horn originally signed with the Falcons as a free agent, as a UDFA. Following the 2022 NFL draft, he made their 53-man roster out of training camp and appeared in all 17 games with five starts as a rookie, recording 27 tackles, 13 of them being solo, one QB hit, and one pass defended. This season, Horn has spent his time on the practice squad, like I just mentioned, but was elevated for three games, recording four tackles and one pass defended. So a nice little addition, bringing some depth on the defensive line. And then the Giants injury report, we have here just Thursday, obviously, as we have a Monday game. So starting with Lawrence Cager with a groin injury, he didn't practice. Dexter Lawrence with a hamstring didn't practice. Xavier McKinney with an illness did not practice. We don't know the details on that illness. We'll have to wait and see. Evan Neal with an ankle did not practice. Nacho with a knee injury did not practice. And then going to the limited participants, Matt Breida with a hamstring, Carter Coughlin with a neck, Jamie Gillen with a left groin, A'shaun Robinson with a back. And then the full participants were Gary Brightwell with a hamstring, Matt Parrott with the shoulder, Justin Pugh with the calf, and Darren Waller with a hamstring. And then moving to the Eagles injury report, they obviously also only practiced Thursday, starting with the did not participate. Zach Cunningham with a knee, Landon Dickerson with a thumb, Nicholas Morrow with an abdomen, Darius Slay with a knee, and Devontae Smith with a knee. And then the full participants were Cam Jurgens and Avante Maddox. And that is your Giants and Eagles injury report. Let's take a little break here, Josh. I need to get up, stretch my legs around the lobby, and we'll come back with our NFL picks.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So You want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
All right, welcome back into this Giants versus Eagles Christmas Day preview. We're talking some football, we're talking some Christmas. Alex, let's go to you for 1 second before we go into our picks. And I also want to comment on what you talked about before the break when it comes to the injury news. We talked about Thanksgiving dishes, I believe, on this podcast, and Brian Daboll's favorite Thanksgiving dish. It's a little different when it comes to Christmas. Is there any Christmas food that you like to eat on Christmas?
Honestly, I feel like we don't really have consistent Christmas food. So not really. I guess some seafood usually is what we do. So I do like some salmon. That's like a common staple in my seafood portfolio. Sometimes we do lobsters, so I like lobster. So I go with one of those. So more of the seafood aisle of Christmas food, I guess. There you go. I don't know.
Well, I'm sure I'll be interested to see what either Brian Daboll or any of the New York Giants players are asked, and I'm sure it'll be talked about on the broadcast. You know, they'll maybe have a section with what's your favorite Thanksgiving, Christmas food or tradition. I'll ask you that now. I don't care. I know we're talking about a preview, but this team is a losing record. We can go off for a little bit. Do you have a favorite Christmas tradition? Is there anything that involves Christmas? Maybe it's watching a certain Christmas movie. Elf on the Shelf, like, what are we talking here? Do you have any favorite Christmas traditions?
All right, as my family would say, I'm kind of like a Christmas Debbie Downer. So I'm not like one of those big Christmas people, to be completely honest with you. So I kind of feel like I'm not really qualified to say this. Of course, I celebrate, but I would say I like Christmas cookies. That's what I like, going making Christmas cookies in the gingerbread house, building the gingerbread house. That's another thing. There you go. Those are my two. Christmas cookies, gingerbread house, the sweets of Christmas. There you go.
I remember building like the gingerbread house back in like elementary school. We would have that.
Yeah.
I feel like all the students would go and then be able to eat them.
Here's a funny story. At college, they were doing like a gingerbread like house creation thing like during finals week or whenever it was. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go do that. So I walk in there. And like, sorry, you had to reserve it a month in advance. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Absolutely devastating.
This is unfortunate. But what's also unfortunate is has to do with the Giants injury report. And something you mentioned that I don't want to kind of brush over here. Dexter Lawrence with a hamstring injury didn't practice on Thursday. And Evan Neal again on the injury report with an ankle injury did not practice. Are the two players that really stand out to me, especially Dexter Lawrence popping up here on the injury report. It'll be crucial, Alex, for this Giants defense if Dexter Lawrence is not playing on Monday late afternoon. Because, well, if the Giants want to have even a slight chance, they got to pressure Jalen Hurts somewhat and see if he can make, if Dexter Lawrence can make a difference in the backfield and affect how Jalen Hurts is going to play this football game. But if he isn't able to do any damage, if he is not playing, It decreases the Giants' chances in this game significantly. They were already low. They were already under 5-10%, Alex. But yeah, if Dexter Lawrence isn't in this game, it's going to go down to a slim one, in my opinion. I think we can trust what this Giants offense is going to have to offer. Do we know actually who's starting in this game? Is it Tommy DeVito again? So like, we cannot depend anything on the Giants offense. So the only thing that would keep the team in this game is the Giants defense. And without Dexter Lawrence, that's a huge loss to the defense. And I don't know what's going to happen there. And another guy is, I didn't even say his name, but did not practice, was Xavier McKinney with an illness. I'm just assuming and hoping that in 4 days from now, he won't have that illness anymore. I mean, I don't know, but another player that could definitely be absolutely crucial if he is on the lineup, but it's Dexter Lawrence more than anything for the Giants defense. I know Kayvon Thibodeau has had the breakout year this year, but Dexter Lawrence in the middle of that defensive line really is a game changer. So,
yeah, for sure, especially against that really strong Eagles interior offensive line. You know, they don't have Landon Dickerson. He is injured. It sounds like he's not going to be playing. I think he's out for a few weeks, actually. But they've got so much depth. Like, they can just slot in Cam Jurgens or whoever it may be. And, you know, he's a top quality guard as well. So, who, no matter who it is, it's going to be really tough for, you know, guys like Nacho or even, you know, A'shaun Robinson to get through to Jalen Hurts. And on those QB sneaks, on those tush pushes, there's not going to be a lot of chance of us stopping it without Dexter Lawrence.
And one of the best, Jason Kelce under center too, right?
Yeah, of course. Forgot about him, but shouldn't have.
Yeah. No, yeah, you can't forget about him. I mean, that guy is an absolute beast, and we're going to miss him when he's out of the NFL because of how good he was, whether he was on the Eagles or not. He's just a great all-around guy. But, yeah, you can't forget about Jason Kelce under center as well, or literally playing center. Okay, NFL picks now. Sorry, I'll go to that. I was, I'm going all over the place on this episode. Whatever. I'm jolly. It's a holiday time. Getting into a lot of different things here. Last week on the NFL picks, Alex went 9-6. I went 12-3. So a very successful week for me. Hopefully that continues now. Seems like I'm on the right foot to get going, but Alex is also on the right foot. He'll talk to you about what we have picked for Thursday night football. That's ending in a good 6 minutes. And then the rest of the 1 o'clock window on Sunday.
All right. I got to adjust to the times here on my screen because they're all in Cali time. So 3 hours behind. So 10 a.m. games is not something I'm used to, but here we go. I'll try my best. Rams Saints Thursday night football. We both went with the Rams. That looks good as of now, but it's only a 2-score game, so you never know. Bengals Steelers. We both have the Bengals. Bills Chargers. We both have the Bills.
Those two games on Saturday, by the way. I don't really think last week we talked about like those three games that are on Saturdays. That was on Saturday last week. The triple header. Those two games are on Saturday, December 23rd. So not Christmas Eve, but Bengals Steelers at 4:30. Eastern time. Alex, there you go. And then Bills Chargers at 8 o'clock on Saturday. So I guess just throw that in there too.
Hey, and there you go. Thank you for helping me out. I can't do the 3 hours of translation. It's just too much for me. Commanders Jets, we both have the Commanders. Lions Vikings, we both have the Lions. Browns Texans, I'm going with the Browns. Josh going with the Texans. Packers Panthers, we both have the Packers. Seahawks Titans, we both have the Seahawks. And Colts and Falcons, we both have the Indianapolis Colts. Josh, 4 o'clock window.
Alex, so you got it right there, 4 o'clock window.
There you go. Doing great. I'm cooking. It said 1:05 on my screen, but then, of course, it's 4:05. So there you go.
Yes, 4:05 Eastern time. And that is what the kickoff time is for Jaguars Buccaneers, which we split on, something you haven't seen in a little bit. Jaguars Buccaneers. Alex is the Jaguars. I have the Buccaneers. Dolphins versus Cowboys. It's going to be a really good game, I think. We both want the Dolphins to win. We both have the Dolphins winning. Bears versus Cardinals, both have the Bears. Patriots versus Broncos, we are hoping Broncos country will ride on Sunday Night Football. And then three games, the triple header on Christmas Day. Open your presents in the morning. And I guess for Alex, he's going to be opening his presents and also turning on the game at bright and early 10 a.m. on Monday morning, but
Josh,
you know,
Josh, my present is getting the privilege to watch this Giants team. That's my present.
Well, I mean, you're not waking up to watch the team. That's at 1:30 for you, at least. It's a little later. You're eating some lunch and watching the game.
That's true. There you go.
But yeah, I guess we're gonna have some fun on Christmas with three games starting at 1 o'clock Eastern time with Raiders versus Chiefs. We both have the Chiefs winning that game, and then skipping our Giants pick for last. The Ravens 49ers is the late window game at 8 o'clock. We both have the 49ers winning that game, but what a great placement. 8 o'clock Eastern time on Christmas night. You know, everyone's kind of either getting home from their festivities or maybe just getting together at that time. And we're going to have a treat with Ravens versus 49ers. So,
yeah, that's going to be a great game. Good. Very excited. Two pretty good
maybe
games,
all
but
you Giants,
Ravens 49ers especially is a good one.
I think after, you know, everyone's kind of eaten their, I guess, like, I don't want to say, like, eaten their tears away on Christmas from, like, the Giants getting absolutely destroyed. You know, maybe bawling your eyes out yourself. I don't know what you're going to do, but at least to cheer you up is what I want to say. Get the holiday cheer going. You're actually going to be able to watch a good game after the Giants versus Eagles game. That's all I have to say there. Okay. Our players to watch for each team. I have Saquon Barkley. He had a very poor performance, and I don't know if it's on him. I don't know if he's playing injured again, or if it's on Mike Kafka and the Giants offense, or if it's on how good the Saints defense played. If you want like my thoughts on that more, listen to our Giants versus Saints recap that we recorded last week. But what is going on with Saquon Barkley? Can he please rebound to back a couple weeks ago or a few weeks ago when he was very dominant in that three-game winning streak for the New York Giants? And I want to see if he can do that against a very tough Eagles defense. Saquon Barkley, we've seen it before. Let's hope we see it again. That's my player to watch for the Giants. For the Eagles, it's Hassan Reddick. He's actually tied with, who I talked about earlier, Kayvon Thibodeau at 11 sacks. And that's going to be a very worrisome player the Giants are going to have to be nervous about, especially the Giants offensive line, how poor it is. And Tommy DeVito, you know, standing back there like, oh no, Hassan Reddick is going to be rushing me and I'm going to have to try and escape that pressure. Luckily, in the past few weeks, Tommy DeVito has become much better at escaping pressure and not just taking sacks. So he's able to roll out outside the tackle box. Will he be able to do that against my player to watch, Hassan Reddick? We'll have to wait and see.
All right, Josh, for my Giants player to watch, kind of going off of your Eagles player to watch in his stat comparison, I'm going with Kayvon Thibodeau. He got almost no pressure against the Saints, very little production against mid-tier tackle play, which is really disappointing considering how great of a season he's had. And I'm just expecting more, to be completely honest. And, the Eagles' offensive line is very good, but Kayvon Thibodeau is also a very talented player, so he needs to make an impact. In a game like this where the defense is going to need to step up against Jalen Hurts in this offense, which haven't been as good and as potent this year as they have been last year, he needs to step up big time for this Giants team. And then for the Eagles, it's Boston Scott. 9 straight games against the Giants with the touchdown. Can he make it 10? He'll definitely make it 10. Will I cry about it? Yes, I will. He's just sweet. Every Giants fan in the world, every Eagles fan, every NFL fan in the world is waiting to see a Boston Scott touchdown against the Giants. And why not do it for Christmas? It's his only touchdown of the season every year. It's against the Giants. So a nice Christmas present, I guess, for him this year anyway. Don't get me started. I'm so angry about that. Anyway, score predictions. I think Josh and I have kind of similar ones here, but I'll go first. I'm going with a 31-10 Eagles victory. I think the Eagles win this pretty easily. Tommy DeVito is just not going to be able to deal with this Eagles defense. And this offense, I mean, the Eagles offense just has to get back on track, I think.
Alex, Boston Scott hasn't even scored a touchdown all season.
He's barely even played.
He'll find
play.
A way to do
he's
it against this played. Giants team.
Yeah.
He's had a maximum of 7 rushes this year. But he will find a way to get in the back of the end zone against the New York Giants. And we also know the Giants are going to lose this game. And if they don't, then I guess we didn't know. But we do know. 38-12, Eagles win is my score prediction. 1 touchdown more than Alex and 2 points more for the Giants. I guess I'm an optimist, Alex. There you go. I guess we revealed it.
I mean, you have them, getting scored on by 7 more points. So I'm not sure if you're really the optimist here. But, I mean, it depends how you look at it.
Well, the Giants have 2 more points, though.
Yeah, but it's still a net 5 less. Like, you're saying a 26-point differential instead of 21.
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is going to be a fun time. Alex, you're going to be on a plane during this
game. I will
be
on the plane, so I'm probably going to jump out the emergency exit while I see Tommy DeVito's 80th interception and Jalen Hurts' 5th touchdown. It's going to be over. I'm just going to dive into Kansas or wherever I'm flying over at the time.
Notice how Alex saved that till the end of the podcast, but not everyone's still listening. If he said that right off the bat, it'd be over. Like the late night hours. It's like after a certain time on the radio, they can start cursing, right? It's like after 11 p.m. or like late night television,
Josh,
right? Like the late night show.
I'm clearly joking. Everyone knows I'm joking. I would not jump out the emergency
exit. I know, and I'm joking too, which is funny. Yeah. I'm adding on to it.
There you go. Don't
Alex,
tempt me, though, Giants. Don't tempt me.
One last thing I want to do before
it's
you
one
get
more
out,
Christmas
get
question,
out of here.
Josh. I'm gonna kill you.
No, it's not. And it's not Giants. Well, it is Giants related. It's not Giants Eagles games related. I wanted to make a statement here.
Uh-oh.
Alex, it is that time. We are nearing Christmas, and the Giants are expected to have a top 5 pick this year. My draft research is beginning next week, and I'm saying it right here and right now. I don't know when we will start covering it on the podcast, but I will begin my draft research next week.
That's fair.
Bowl games have already started. Syracuse football just got absolutely
are they in a bowl game?
Shit on. They just played in the Boca Raton Bowl against South Florida. The last time I checked, it was about 30-0 at halftime.
Well, that
they stink. But we got Kyle McCord, Ohio State transfer, to hopefully lead us to the promised land next season. So I'll have to see what at that. Oh, here is your update, Alex. It is currently 38-0, South Florida leading, with 3 minutes left in the third quarter, which is going to be a very similar scoreline to the Giants versus Eagles a couple days from now. But anyway, I will begin my my scouting for the NFL draft. I hope you do too in the next few days. Maybe we can do some together. That would be fun. Multitasking.
That's not the right use of that term.
Helping each other out. Go. I don't know. Making the process quicker. Is that better? Is that better
there
for you?
Go.
But yeah, I wanted to make a statement to you and to all our listeners that I'm going to get going on that because, I mean, what are we doing here? I said these next three games, two of them against the Eagles, one of them against the Rams Bowl, all three of them against teams with winning records. I mean, I might as well not stop, right? I said winning record, by the way. The Saints are within now 8 points of the Rams with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. I assume that the Rams are going to win this game and have a winning record of 8-7.
Who knows? Derek Carr magic.
You know, you will know when you're listening.
Well, yeah, you will. You will, yeah. Oh, man. Well, I need those Alvin Kamara fantasy points, so hopefully we're getting a lot of points for him.
Alex, any statements you got on your end?
I need to start draft research, too. People in California hate football. And please, Giants, just don't get humiliated. If we can lose like 21-17, 21-14, even 21-10, I'll take just something respectable, please, so we don't get humiliated on national television. Please.
Well, at least whatever misery it is, we hope you stick with us for it.
Of
right?
course.
And you can do that by hitting the subscribe button and dropping 5 stars and just saying in that review on Apple Podcasts, like, hey, credit to these guys. You know, they're helping me get through this pain of this Giants season. And we're all feeling it together or something like that. Whatever it is, we really appreciate it. All the support on our social media platforms as well, at the Giant Take Pod on Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. Alex on Twitter at Anorian23. I'm on Twitter at JoshSolo29. And I'm going to send it right back to my co-host from the hotel lobby in San Diego, California, to wrap this one up.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to today's episode of the Giant Take Podcast. Hopefully, we can all keep our pride and dignity on Christmas. And once again, wishing everyone a happy holidays. And hope everyone enjoys themselves before this Giants disaster class that's probably going to come. But we'll be there no matter what. 40-0 or 21-20, we'll be there. Recapping this one, and I don't even know what to say at this point, but I'm sure it's going to be a good one, and I'm sure we're both going to be having some fun reactions. So we'll see you then. Peace.